You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. I'd like to help you, Dave, if I really need a word, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window, so I'm shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give the information. Ask me what blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thick of my ear. Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and we come to you live every Sunday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the West Coast and 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the East Coast. Excuse me, I've had this frog in my throat. I think it's allergy season. No, it was the chemtrail exposure I had in Prescott, Arizona. I haven't seen a display like that for some time. And I thought they mostly reserved this for metropolitan areas, but boy, was I ever wrong. The skies were bad, bad, bad. Anyway, then you got to breathe that crap. I want to talk about some of the people that make this show possible and would not be possible without their generous support. First, my good friend Ted Broer. Ted's going to join us next. We're going to talk about some FDA chicanery, and I asked him to come on, and we confirmed that today. But Ted is my go-to guy. Yes, I have a doctor. Yes, I'll go to a specialist if I need to. If I need the MRI or the EKG or whatever it is they want to put me on, I'll go to the doctor. But my first line of defense is not the doctor. It is Ted Broer in Health Masters. And I point to my back. I had been to doctors, I think I went for three times when I ruptured my disc. Oh, it was the worst pain I ever had. Couldn't sleep. I probably didn't sleep 2 hours. 2 hours a night for 5 nights until Ted came back from Greece and then fixed me right up. I've had that experience times three with major things that modern medicine could not help me with. And Doug Hagman will tell you a very similar story. So that's why I tell people, you know, and another thing too is, what do I talk about with preparation, food, water, guns, gold, ammo, and medicine? You're not going to be able to stockpile medicine. But you can stockpile what's better than medicine. Those are the natural products where medicines are derived from before they're synthesized, get perverted, and don't work as well as the natural stuff. So go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And use for the promo code CSS5 to take 5% off. Excuse me. We're also brought to you by Health. Excuse me. Here's like losing my place here on my sheet. We're also brought to you by ReadyMadeResources.com. And Bob helped me guest host last week. And man, oh man, did I get rave reviews. And let me tell you what I get rave reviews from Bob. Not just what he brings to my show on a periodic basis, but how he takes care of his customers. I had a lady write to me, and, "Dear Dave, you said that Bob would talk to me when I would call him if I got stuck or had questions." And I thought, oh boy, here it comes. And she said, "And you were exactly right." Whew, breathe a sigh of relief. And she said, "I left my number, and he called me back. And we talked about what I needed, and I placed my order." That's who Bob Griswold is. He's just a real down-to-earth guy. Most of the preppers will charge you for their time, but not Bob. He fixes you up from everything from water filtration, which everybody should have. You always want to have standing water in an emergency. You won't have trouble finding water. You'll have trouble finding drinking water. And water filtration can help make the undrinkable drinkable. He also does night vision. He does so much. Communication. He gave away the shortwave last week when he was on the show. People went and got their shortwave licenses. First one got a free set. You name it, and he's King Prepper. He's got it. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com, and if you have questions, he will answer them for you. We're also brought to you by Numana. There's that part of the food, water, guns, gold, ammo, and medicine. We can help you with the food. Now, 2 years, you really need to go into seeds. And if we're 2 years in and you can't plant, then we got a bigger problem than whatever we can contend with. But 6 months to 2 years is what everyone should strive for. If you say, well, Dave, I can't afford all. I get that. I understand that. Do what you can do. You may only have to keep the wolf from your door for a month or two or three or six. Do what you can do. But you need to do something. Food preparation must be in everybody's plan. Get the peace of mind that comes with knowing that you have done everything that you can do for your family to prepare them, and that starts with food. Numana is the best out there, beats everybody on the comparison test. You've heard me talk about it before. Go to numana.com/Hodges and use the promo code Hodges9 to take 5% off. Well, those are some of the sponsors that bring us the Common Sense Show every week. And we've been consistent. You know, we've had these advertisers pretty much since we've started, and there's a reason why. You know, I get approached by a lot of people, and they want me to sell this or that. And one guy is a great guy, wants me to sell NFL stuff. I don't do NFL anything. People want me to sell things for them, but if they don't fit into the mission of the show, I usually tell them, I wish you luck, but that's not part of our mission. So I'd encourage you to support our sponsors, and if you have a need for their products, I'd ask that you would go to these people and get their particular products, because it does keep us on the air. Well, recently I interviewed Mike Adams, last couple days. Mike had a conflict for tonight, could not come on, said, Dave, can we do a pre-record? I said, sure. So a couple days ago, we got together and we talked about some really, really important issues. And I'll tell you, this is one of the better interviews Mike and I have done. So I'm going to ask Todd to go ahead and play that, and I'll step aside, and I'll be back to close out the show.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And on the newsmaker line with me, we have Mike Adams from Natural News. And Mike's been just putting out some bang-up pieces on his website over at naturalnews.com. And I would encourage everyone to visit there, and we'll get into some other sites he has as well. But, Mike, I want to welcome you to the show. And, man, I'll tell you, there's just so much to cover. I'm not getting any sleep. How about you?
Yeah, I feel the same. Thank you for having me on, Dave. It's always good to join you. We've got so much to discuss. The Las Vegas shooting, this Hollywood situation, all the perverts and pedophiles now being exposed, the culture of the left being demonic, satanic, perverted, all that. I mean, where do you want to start?
Boy, that's the full meal deal. Well, let me say something about Weinstein. I know John Robertson, and I've interviewed him 3 times, and he is the producer now for the Hagmans. But he used to produce, he had role in productions for many movies and TV shows in Hollywood. And he got shown the door when he started providing the Hagmans with inside information about pedophilia in Hollywood, because he was so disgusted. He's one of the good guys. And he was so disgusted by what he saw. And we've talked about this. We interviewed together, oh gosh, March of this year, and he said they can't keep this quiet much longer. Here's what I think is going on with Weinstein. They're getting him for groping women's breasts and sexual assault of all kinds, but it's the lesser included offense. And what I've seen repeatedly the globalists do is when they have to go after somebody and the spotlight's on them, they try to go for the least of all the crimes so they can say, look, we're doing something. We're exposing this. We're outing this. What's really at work here is the child sex trafficking pedophilia.
Absolutely.
Weinstein is, they're getting him on the groping and they're making him the sacrificial lamb because they don't want their child sex trafficking rings and their abuse of child actors exposed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember, anybody who talked about pedophilia in Hollywood over the last 5 years was called a conspiracy theorist. I mean, even when Corey Feldman tried to go public, you know, he was the child actor, and he was sexually assaulted. The mainstream media tried to shut him down as well, other people who were speaking out. And now, the things that sort of the independent media were warning about are front page news at the New York Post, for example, or other papers now, New York Times even. But you're right. There's a layer beneath all of this. There's a darker, more sinister layer to this, which is the child sex trafficking, the pedophilia, the perversion, the sexual perversion, the exploitation of children throughout, not just Hollywood, but also the political elite. And that story has been, you know, attempted to be shut down, you know, Pizzagate and all that, not that long ago. But it's all going to come back out because you can't cover this up forever in this age of, you know, people can communicate and tweet and post on social media and secretly record people and all of that. So the cover-ups are not going to work long-term. It's all going to come out eventually.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And right now, though, they're doing such good damage control. I mean, they've got the entire media that's complicit in assisting them. I mean, there's no independent journalism anymore on the mainstream media side because, you know, if I were a reporter working for the New York Times, I would smell a journalistic award. And I would be going after this with everything I've got. I'm going, man, if we could find out this, what's really going on behind the scenes? And that's where my mind would go.
I think I thought about this a lot, too. The left has become a culture of perversion, of child, of suffering. I mean, that's why the left wants to abort late-term babies, unborn babies. They want to murder them. This is not just coincidence or happenstance. This is the culture of the left. I saw this thing, like this cross-dressing person dresses up like a demon and reads children's books to children at the Michelle Obama Library now in California. And I saw a picture, and it's like LGBT rainbows and then demon horns coming out of her head or his head. I don't even know what he is. It's this crazy cross-dressing satanic figure reading to children. This is what the left has become, Dave. This, I mean, it's all out in the open now. They are satanic. They want suffering. They want children to be exploited. This is their culture now. It's out in the open.
It is, but Mike, like so many things that are going on right now and being revealed, this is old news.
Yeah, I know what you mean, because there have been hints of this for a long time, but it's always been successfully covered up.
Yeah, let me give you another example that's currently in the news. The news is abuzz with Hillary Clinton selling uranium through the Clinton Foundation to Putin. And now today I see that they've even come out and said, gosh, Mueller was involved too. He gave the uranium to the Russians in one of their satellite provinces. Well, you know what? I reported on this in 2015, and it wasn't Dave Hodges that discovered it. The New York Times had the original story, and I thought, this is really incomplete, and that's what made me grab it and go with it. And now people are acting like this is a brand new revelation. This is not new, Mike. This is old.
I know. By the way, kudos to you, because this is yet another affirmation that you were ahead of the curve. There are so many topics that you have exposed that, you know, people criticize you and say, it's a conspiracy theory. 6 months later or 12 months later, boom, it's front page news. It actually hits the mainstream media somewhere. You've been proven right yet again, and people who are paying attention should take a very close look at what other things you have talked about that haven't yet broken through the mainstream consciousness, because those are coming too.
Mike, both of us have been talking about these things for years. You know, as prep for our interview, I went back last night and I kind of fell asleep listening to this. This was my bedtime music. I listened to an interview that you and I did together in March of 2016, and you made a statement in there that I want the listening audience to hear. You said, it's going to get so bad when Trump is elected, and you were calling for Trump's election now 8 months before the election.
Yeah.
And you said it's going to be so bad when he's elected that the mainstream media is going to glorify terrorism and become a part of it. And you said that in March of 2016. Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about prophecy, but it wasn't prophecy. You just saw the unfolding facts and drew the obvious conclusion.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what you and I do, and other people in the independent media. We simply connect the dots, right? We do actual investigations. We ask real questions and see where things are headed. And, you know, that was a pretty straightforward prediction or projection. I think you and I both knew in advance, or we were confident, that Trump was going to win. I mean, you talked about it all the time, how the polls were faked for Hillary Clinton and so on. So we knew this was coming. We also knew the minute he won, the machine would try to destroy him by any means necessary. And that has continued to this day. And the deep state is so dangerous and so treacherous that Trump is always in real danger. He's, at any moment, something could be leveled against him that's fabricated. They could counterfeit documents. You know, Robert Mueller could counterfeit documents. That guy's, he's another Clinton operative. That guy needs to be indicted. There's a long list of Clinton operatives that need to go to jail, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, the best one, and it still hasn't come out yet, but the story is old. It was my distinct pleasure to have interviewed a guy named John Cruz. And John was the senior VP at HSBC Bank. And he was working his way up the ranks. He's a former veteran. And he was kind of the darling child because he had such a great work ethic. And he started investigating what he thought were very suspicious accounts and found these boiler room operations in homes. And he'd go find all these foreign workers that didn't speak English, and he says, my God, they're laundering money. And yeah, he was afraid to tell anyone until he knew what he was dealing with. So he actually said it was Clinton Foundation money that was getting the laundering aspects of it, and it came from the Mexican drug cartels partnered with many terrorist groups. And he revealed this on my show, oh gosh, mentally, 3.5 years ago, maybe 4 years. He came on and he said, Dave, you're not going to believe that the HSBC Bank Board of Directors is all behind this. They're okay with this. And so I did some research on it about 2 years after the fact. I went back and re-looked at this. And guess who was on the board of directors for HSBC Bank when John said the Clinton Foundation was getting laundered money from terrorists and drug cartels? His name? James Comey.
Oh my.
And I got that in print. That's on the Common Sense Show. I made a big deal about it. I cited him. I had him back on my show 2 more times. So I'm predicting this is going to be the next bombshell that comes out.
Well, remember that I think Hillary Clinton was quoted through a third party as saying that if they don't win the election, they're all going to jail, or they're all going to hang, something like that. Because the only way that they could get away with all of this was to make sure that Clinton got into the White House and controlled the DOJ, controlled the FBI, controlled the executive. And they failed at that. So now it's just a matter of time. If people in the Trump administration will get off the couch and actually do their jobs, you know, prosecute, follow the evidence, do the interviews, and then reach a conclusion instead of the other way around, like James Comey did. You know, if they would just do their jobs, this entire Clinton crime cartel would be not just dismantled, but people would go to prison. And there are dozens of top Clinton officials and Obama officials that need to be seriously investigated, potentially indicted. And that list includes James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, who else? Bill Clinton was involved in this obstruction of justice, you know, with Hillary Clinton's emails and meeting with Loretta Lynch and so on. There's a long list of people that need to be investigated.
Oh, yeah, you are so correct on this. And I'm friends with a guy here in the Phoenix area. I live north of Phoenix out in the rural desert. But at KTAR FM Radio 92.3, it's the biggest news talk station in Arizona. And their primetime host is a guy named Darren Dammy, who I've become friends with. I've been on his show. He's been on mine. And Darren is actually getting to expose all this. Now, his contract expires in January. I'm wondering if his show will, because yeah, he is nailing all this stuff. And he does such a really good job of putting together the pieces. But here's what's interesting. Darren is reporting, and he was about 2 weeks ahead of the mainstream media, about the Clinton uranium deal. And I know he knew about it way before. But see, he has to kind of ease into it. And if a lawyer has to prove something with evidence, he has to prove it 1,000 times over with evidence before he can go on the air with it. Mm-hmm. Because he has all the eyes of his station on him. And what's interesting to me is he hits the airwaves with this, and then about 10 days later, it's all through the media. And he was really the catalyst. But what's interesting now is the mainstream media is grabbing this. Now, here's the question I want to ask you. I told you before, they go for lesser included offenses. Like, name a scandal, and it's always the lesser included offense. Like the HSBC bank scandal, John Cruz went to the Eastern Division District Attorney with all the evidence, and she refused to prosecute except on one charge, which was bank secrecy, not child sex trafficking. Well, this person was named Loretta Lynch. She was the attorney that John Cruz had to deal with, and she covered it up by going after the lesser included offense. So here's my question. We know Hillary Clinton gave away 25% of America's uranium supply, basically from uranium they stole from BLM lands, and this is what's behind a lot of the Bundy stuff. And they used the front company Uranium One, and we know Mueller actually delivered the first sample so they could check it out to a Russian airport, and they did it on the tarmac. They did the exchange on the tarmac, and that's now coming out. Okay, if this is the lesser included offense, Mike, what's the real enchilada here?
Here we go. So the real enchilada, as far as I'm concerned, is number one, Obama was a and still is a Trojan horse. He is an anti-American communist slash, let's say, perhaps Muslim faith person. Nothing wrong with that if you're a peaceful Muslim person, but Obama sees that as being opposed to the Christian values of America. So Obama is he's raised and trained by communists, and his job was to destroy America, to dismantle it economically and culturally. Now, I believe that he and Hillary Clinton have tag teamed this, that Hillary's job was to continue the communist essentially takeover of the judiciary, the executive branch, and the legislative branch. You've seen that film, The Enemy Within, all the communists in Congress?
Trevor Loudon, yes.
Right. So that's evidence that this is happening. And Hillary selling uranium to the Russians is a crucial part of the depth of treason involved here. But I think that if Hillary Clinton had become president, she would have continued dismantling everything that America stands for. She would have taken over the Second Amendment, you know, trampled it, destroyed it, and the First Amendment. Remember, you know this, they were putting together that list of so-called fake news websites, which included your website and my website and others like us. That was actually going to be a prosecution list. When Hillary won the White House, as she was supposed to, they were going to take that list and they were going to go arrest those people, seize those domains, and shut those websites down. That's going to be the beginning of the destruction of the First Amendment, and then, of course, the Second Amendment would follow very quickly after that once they silence all the websites. So Hillary was going to oversee the absolute destruction and dismantling of what's left of America. And by God's grace, somehow, she was stopped. You know, that demon, that she-demon, she is evil incarnate. She was somehow stopped, and now, you know, we have a chance to save this country, and that's the fight that we're in right now.
Yeah, I totally agree. Are you able to reveal how you found out that when we were called Russian subversive agents, that was actually going to be a prosecution list?
Not things that I don't want to, you know, name sources or anything, but I was getting it from multiple vectors. Let's just say it that way, that there were hints that I was on that list and what was going to happen to that list, what it was originally created to become. It was almost like a takedown list.
I was told. This is why I asked you the question, Mike. I'm not looking for individual sources, but kind of a general flair. What I was told, and these are two people who had RSOF backgrounds, intelligence backgrounds in RSOF, and I was told this was not an imprisonment list. This was an NDAA list, and we were never going to be heard from again.
Sure. I heard that too. I heard different variations of it, but none of them were good. That's sort of the most devastating sounding version that I heard. But nevertheless, Hillary didn't win. You know, thank God for the Electoral College. and enough people who have their heads on straight still that they can defeat this left-wing, you know, communist satanic takeover attempt that's still ongoing, of course. It's in full play right now.
Well, it is. And in fact, I'm going to throw a curveball at you, Mike, and forgive me for doing it, but I know you can handle it. A lot of guests couldn't, but I have the confidence you'll be able to deal with this. Are you aware of the attempted Antifa terrorist attack at a Civil War reenactment this past Saturday?
No, the date that I am aware of is the November 4 date coming up,
yeah,
where they say everywhere's a battlefield. But oh, are you talking about the attempted bombing of the Civil War thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard about that, but I didn't have any advanced knowledge of that.
Yeah, I broke that story, and the reason, and I'm not saying it to brag. I mean, I'm playing golf with my son. We're on the next to last hole, and a friend of mine from the State Department, and she goes on the record, Monica Wesolowski, she called me, and I said, Monica, I'll call you back as soon as we're off. So I called her on the way to dinner, and she said, people saw these young men running into the Confederate tents, and they were dropping pipes, and then the law enforcement came real quickly and moved everybody away, and we heard explosions. In other words, they obviously detonated them. They were moments away from concluding the activities that day, and they were going to let husbands and wives and girlfriends and family members of the participants come down and party in the tents. Well, before, Monica's boyfriend was a Confederate reenactor, and he had to sign an indemnification agreement that morning that said, if I'm killed or injured, myself or my state can't pursue damages against the organizers of the event, because they had received direct threats from Antifa that this is what's going to happen, and they threatened specifically the Confederate, not the Union, but the Confederate side, you know, Confederate monuments, you know, Confederate reenactors. They're just expanding the scope of what they're going after. So, So Mike, here I am. I'm sitting at dinner with my wife and son now, and I'm done talking to Monica, and I'm lamenting. I said, I've got this huge story. It's going to be on CNN within the hour, and I said, and I don't have any way to do it. Well, fortunately, my son is really savvy with tech, and he said, Dad, we got a cell phone. We'll have it up there in 5 minutes. Let's go out and do it. So with Monica's help, we put the broadcast out there. Now, it went up on YouTube, and they demonetized it almost instantly.
Of course.
Yeah. and we broke the story. And then Monica came on my show the next day for 20 minutes and recounted more of the details. Now, here's what's interesting. This was an attempt at a major terrorist attack. I have published the emergency vehicles that showed up at the scene. I've got confirmation from other people that were there that this went down the way Monica said. And not a word in the mainstream media except one thing. One thing. The Washington Post tried to get in right away, and the police turned them away, and Monica witnessed it. And she said, I believe they were tipped off, and they were here to scoop the story. They knew what was going to happen.
Wow.
By the way, they had a young kid pick up one of the pipes and one of the pipe bombs, but it was on timer. And only because it was on timer, that kid not get killed. So,
now, you know,
I'm sorry. What I was just going to finish with was this. Any idea on your part why this attempted major attack that could have killed dozens against Confederate reenactors and their families, why this didn't make CNN and ABC and stuff?
Well, that's not hard to figure out, right? they're complicit. I mean, I've said the Washington Post and CNN, they are engaged in journo-terrorism. That's their role now. They are not journalists. They're not even media. They are info-terrorists, really. Their job is to terrorize America. They've got the entire left brainwashed and propagandized into a state of mass mental illness where people are literally hallucinating things that don't exist. You know, like Russians around every corner and then Nazis around every corner, and they think that every white person is a racist and so on. So the mass hallucination that you might call journo-terrorism is on. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if certain people within the mainstream media are actively involved in these bombings and shootings. I mean, look at these writers at Berkeley, student writers and paper editors and so on. They turn out to often be the terrorists, the people beating people over the heads with bike locks and so on. These people are violent. They believe that they believe that Trump is so evil that any tactic on their part is morally justified, including mass bombings. Probably they're going to try to bomb a bus full of old, senior citizens and children. You know, they'd bomb a school bus if they have to. They have no rules, no boundaries, no ethics, no morals. And if these bombing techniques become widely known throughout the left, through Antifa and other organizations, we, and mark my words on this, we are going to see a lot more bombings by left-wing radicals targeting civilians as well as government buildings or government operatives. So they are in their minds, they are in a state of war, and it's a war of attrition, and they have no rules about engagement at all.
I think you're right. If that attack in is actually what happened in Cedar Creek, Virginia, if that attack had managed to kill the designed dozens of people, do you think that would have made the media?
Well, yeah, but they sure it would have, but they would have found a way to blame the Confederate flag people.
Surely. There you go, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, because they didn't get the desired result is why I think that it did not appear in the media.
Yeah, I mean, every story almost that appears in the mainstream media is twisted or fabricated. The sources are made up, or the blame for an event like that can be shifted to whatever target they want politically. So you just can't trust anything, obviously. Your audience already knows this, but you can't trust anything at all in the mainstream media. Now, I've got some information for you on what's coming up November 4th, if I can share that.
Oh, let's go there, yes.
So I do training. I do tactical battle rifle training and handgun training and so on with ex-Special Forces guys and former Navy SEALs and Special Forces and so on. And so I'm always asking them about these things, like, have you heard about what's coming up? Have you heard about... one guy I trained with, he was stationed in South Korea, and he knows the entire protocol of how the U.S. plans to decapitate the North Korean leadership, if that thing goes hot. They've got a plan, and it happens in less than 60 minutes, by the way, but he wouldn't obviously share details because, he keeps his secrets. But in any case, they said about November 4th and Antifa, they said the word in the Special Forces community, including former active duty, retired veterans and so on across America, is Antifa better not wake the giant, because if they piss off patriots, if the patriots actually activate, then Antifa is going to get wiped out almost instantly. The only reason Antifa is even able to operate right now is because patriots are sort of tolerating it, putting up with it. You see what I mean?
I absolutely see what you mean. And this dovetails with what I've been told and talk show host Joshua Coy has been told. You may recall when some of the mid-level bankers were being killed. Well, some of that was by ex-special ops, dark ops, and they were sending a message to certain people that we're not going to permit certain things to go on.
Yeah.
And Josh and I covered that in detail. Well, I've been told by the same people that told us the same information that what's coming up is if George Soros's group continue down the path they're going down, they won't get away with going after Soros. That's too high value of a target, but they will go after the leadership of these organizations. And they specifically mentioned Black Lives Matter, MoveOn.org, and of course Antifa.
And by the way, just to validate, so you know that I'm talking to these people, guess where they all are now? They're all on a contract right now. Guess where that is?
A contract for what, Mike?
A contract, a security contract. All these former Special Forces guys. They've been taken on a contract. Guess where it is?
Where?
Puerto Rico. They're all running security in Puerto Rico right now. They're guarding electrical power substations against copper thieves. They're guarding hospitals. They're guarding government buildings. And they're getting what they call CIA pay, which is $900 a day. So the former active duty, Special Forces guys, right now, there are hundreds of them in Puerto Rico. They've been hired by the government just to run security there. That's where they all are at the moment.
What do you think is behind that?
Which angle? What do you mean?
The angle that they would get so many of them in this crisis situation and pay them a lot of money, but it almost seems like they want them out of the mainland United States.
No, honestly, I think it's just Trump trying to really, really prioritize getting that infrastructure back up, and knowing that there's a lot of local people who, some of whom are thieves, you know, they're going to try to steal from every building that has power and so on. And frankly, these guys, because I talk to them frequently, they're bored out of their minds down there because, you know, Puerto Ricans are not going to attack a four-man special forces team. So these guys are just down there, you know, they're carrying like 10-30 round mags of ammo around all day, carrying their AR, carrying their ammo, their pistol, just weighted down with gear, bored out of their minds. But they're making good money, so they're doing it. But my point is that these guys are all patriots, you know. These guys, almost to the last man, are patriots. They're not going to put up with like a war across America with radical left-wing people bombing government buildings and demeaning soldiers. And by the way, every one of these soldiers has, they're sick and tired of being slandered, defamed, demeaned. They get blasted on Twitter. They get, you know, verbally raped on social media. They are so sick and tired of the left, just like everybody else. So if they get activated, if this thing goes to warfare, like one special forces guy is equal to more than 100 Antifa, you know, fake warriors. You know what I'm saying?
No, I would agree. I agree, and I have been told, I don't know if we're getting the same information from the same basic sources, but I've been told something that's similar enough that I think this is really coming into play, that certain groups aren't going to permit some of this to go any further. But here's what bothers me. The black ops, as they will, or these security people, are willing to take matters into their own hands at great personal risk. Why can't Jeff Sessions start at the bottom with Uma Abedin or Wasserman Schultz or Podesta and work their way up to Clinton? What's this all about?
You know, you and I have the same question that, frankly, Sean Hannity has right now, which is, why don't you people get off your ass and do your jobs? And that even includes Mitch McConnell. It's the senators. It's John McCain. Oh, my God, that guy is frustrating as heck to every American, you know. But why don't these people, I mean, you have the Senate, you have the DOJ, you have the White House, you got Congress, and you practically have the Supreme Court at this point. Why don't you do your jobs? I don't know the answer why they're stalling, Dave. I mean, you can only assume that the deep state is still so endemic. It's infiltrated the system so much, or people are compromised in some way. It's frustrating. But I tell you, the American people are running out of patience for the Republicans to do what they were elected to do. And I predict if they don't get something major passed, like tax reform, let's say, or, you know, a full-on repeal of Obamacare, you know, through law, not just executive orders, but if they don't get something major done, American people are going to vote all these Republicans out in 2018 and just say, to heck with y'all.
I know. I've asked this question, and I rejected the answer that I got. And I asked this of an insider, the same question. What's wrong with Sessions? What's wrong with these other people? Why aren't they acting? Well, if they turn to the left, they have deep state. And if they turn to the right, they got deep state. And I said, I stopped him. And I said, do you realize you're talking to an old basketball coach? And you know what I learned all those years in my profession? That the day that you begin to accept excuses, you accept losing. And I said, you're giving me an excuse for losing the country.
Yeah.
You act anyway. I mean, Sessions, go file the paperwork yourself. Prosecute the damn thing yourself.
Yeah. I know. I mean, you've got the authority. You've got it. You have constitutional authority to go after these criminals and these treasonous operators. You know,
see, here's what they won't do, Mike. They won't blow up Jeff Sessions' car on the way to court, because what would that do to everybody else in the country? Half the country would say, oh my God, everything the independent media is saying is true. Let's get the guns. And that's not what the other side wants. They don't want to deal with a riled up public.
Mm-mm. No, they have to continue this insidious infiltration. Remember, look, they run the bureaucracy. I mean, the Republicans that got elected are just barely holding the deep state at bay from just continuing to destroy America. Again, if Clinton had been elected, it would have been over for the country. The fact that Trump has the White House and he doesn't like Clinton, he doesn't like seeing his country destroyed. I mean, you may not agree with him on everything, but he doesn't want to see America taken down, that's for sure. He's just barely able to hold this country from being overrun by communists right now. We have to do something before the White House flips back over to a Democrat. Because, you know, usually it goes like 8 years Republican and then 8 years Democrat back and forth. Typically, that's the general pattern. So Trump has, you know, he's got term limits, right? Maybe he can get 2 terms out of this deal. But he's out of there, you know, eventually. And probably a Democrat's going to take his place because that's the way these things go historically. When that happens, if we haven't taken steps, like we the people, you know, we the country, if we haven't taken steps to protect individual liberties and the Second Amendment and freedom of speech and so on, we could still lose the country at that time.
I totally agree. What if he's a one-term president? What do you make of that? And what about the 2018 midterm elections? How does that come into play?
Well, again, I think that starts with what happens in the next 6 months. If the Republicans don't pass something significant, they lose 2018. They could lose the House. I mean, they could, and then they could lose 2020. They could lose the White House. And if that happens, then it's we're on, you know, America death watch at that point because the country's going to be dismantled.
Well, yeah, you have Joseph Stalin in charge. That would be what it'd be. I want to go back to something you said earlier, and we really glossed over it. You brought up Trevor Loudon's fine work where he identified 80 members of Congress and the Senate who are associated with front groups for the Communist Party, American Communist Party, and also the Muslim Brotherhood. Let's go there. How actively involved are people like Al Franken, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, who are identified as some of these people? What role are they playing to bring communism to America?
Well, my guess is that they now see themselves as, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So the fact that the radical Muslim terrorist groups don't like America now aligns with Nancy Pelosi and even mainstream leftists who don't like America because Trump is in the White House. I actually see all these groups overlapping now in their goals. I'm talking about the LGBT community, the abortion community, the radical Muslim terrorist community, the communists. Any of these groups that just absolutely hate America, now they have something in common. And I can see many cases where they would work together. Not necessarily, I'm not saying that you know, Nancy Pelosi would fund groups that bomb buildings or anything like that, but she would certainly try to create a legislative environment that made it easier for them to operate. You know, for example, she would push for laws to consider Christianity to be a hate crime, for example. But then those who are really filled with hate, which is the communists and the leftists and Antifa, oh, they're never considered a hate group. So none of the hate crime laws would apply to them. It would only apply to conservative people, you know. So everybody has a role on the left. Everybody, some people are terrorists, some people shoot people, some people build bombs, other people push for laws and regulations that favor the environment of the left to destroy America. But it goes up and down through all those layers. Everybody on the left has a role. Even James Comey has a role. Cover up the crimes. Hillary Clinton had a role. You know, sell uranium to the Russians, collect money, act like you're awarding contracts to companies in Haiti, but then make sure they funnel money back to you. The whole thing was a giant money laundering racket. I mean, she should be indicted under RICO Act laws, but everything is a con on the left. But the one thing they have in common is the destruction of the United States of America.
In your opinion, why do all these groups collectively want to see the country destroyed? What is at the base of all this?
Well, they believe that free market ideology and the Constitution are evil. And they believe that communism is the answer. They literally believe that. You know, they call it equality. They call it justice, social justice. And they've been brainwashed, Dave. They've been brainwashed to such a deep level that I don't even know how you yank them out of that brainwashing.
It's ridiculous. I'm driving home today to come and do this interview, and I have the radio on. I'm flipping around. Music's got commercials. So I go to this sports talk, and I'm thinking maybe I'll just hear something fun, something to be entertaining to hear. Here's what I heard. This sportscaster, and this is sports. I mean, this is supposed to be covering baseball, basketball, football, and hockey. And what they talking about were the NFL Players Union meeting with the commissioner, Roger Goodell, and they were saying that we need to come to some agreement that lets us protest and use our platform and blah, blah, blah. And then the broadcaster said, well, they're right. They need to become social justice warriors.
Oh, gosh.
This is a sports talk show.
Yeah.
Social justice warriors. Now, I was flipping around the other day, channel surfing and mindlessly taking a break from my work, and this one guy, Scott Van Pelt on ESPN, said the same thing. They've got their marching orders, Mike. They're now using that term, social justice warrior. What does that mean to you?
Well, I'm actually going to do a full video presentation on this, and it's entitled Skin Deep Diversity and how liberalism has become a cult, an actual cult. And in this cult, you have to be 100% obedient to the narratives of that cult. You have to use their words, you have to not think anything outside the box, and you have to actively bully others who might step outside the bounds of what is accepted in your cult. So the left is a cult, and like every cult, they're irrational, it can't be reasoned with, evidence doesn't matter. They have a belief system, and the belief system overrides all rational thought. And that's what makes them so damn dangerous. This is a cult that believes in murdering babies, harvesting their organs for medical research. This is a cult that believes in murdering people for their speech if they don't like your speech. They wanted to murder, you know, Ann Coulter, Milo Yiannopoulos, and others. They literally call for the death of those people. The president or the spokesperson of the NRA, a woman, she had to just move because she was getting so many death threats that it wasn't safe. But this cult is, it has a centralized command structure. Just like you said, the memo goes out, the command goes out. You have to use these words. Everybody has to talk about social justice. Everybody has to have an LGBTQ member on every corporate board now. There has to be a diversity vice president. You know, there has to be a queer manager. It's become so insane.
I'm sorry, Mike. I don't mean to laugh. You caught me off guard there.
But it's true. It's true. That, yeah. I mean, Apple has like the vice president of diversity and inclusiveness or something. I mean, it sounds so hilariously just pathetic but Orwellian at the same time. It's totalitarian and it's stupid. Both.
We have never, you know, there's only one thing I can even think that compares to the time we're living in, and it was with John Adams, the second president of the United States. He enacted the Alien and Sedition Acts, and one of the parts of that act made it a crime to speak against the government. Well, that didn't last very long. That's about the closest. Then, of course, Lincoln, you know, jailing Civil War protesters and newspaper journalists he didn't agree with. But if you step outside those two aspects of our history, I don't think we've ever had anything like this.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so either. This is a turning point for this country, and that's why the next few elections are so important. That's why what happens economically is so crucial. Oh, I've got something to mention along those lines. You know how we've been talking about and warning about the market crash for a very long time. And I did a little analysis the other day on the numbers. You know, we know many stocks are wildly overvalued. Right. However, if Trump and the Republicans manage to pass this repatriation provision that allows corporations to bring money back in and pay a one-time 10% surcharge, do you realize that that could bring in literally trillions of dollars into U.S. banks in the hands of U.S. corporations who would have no choice but to spend it on basically R&D, expansion, upgrading factories, all kinds of things? That could actually, I'm not saying this is going to happen for sure, but it could postpone the market correction for years to come. So it's one thing to think about. I mean, we know the crash and correction is coming, but it could be significantly kicked down the road if trillions of dollars come back into the country and have to be spent on hiring people and, you know, investing in things.
Yeah, you've really nailed it, Mike. It's so well said. It's something that I've looked into, too, because we are teetering on the edge. Well, Mike, we're out of time, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about how people can follow your very good work.
Well, of course, my main website is naturalnews.com. I always appreciate your support. Thank you for having me on, Dave. And I just want to say on the record, look, you know, I speak in an uncensored way, but I am 100% pro-America. I'm a Texan. I'm pro-Texas. If we lose America, we're going to defend Texas, myself and all the other Texans. And, you know, we are not going to stand by and let our country be destroyed. We're never going to do that. We are going to stand up for our liberties, our freedom, this country, and we're going to try to defeat communism at every level.
Yeah, it's very well said. Mike, it's been a pleasure having you on. Look forward to the next time you come on, and keep up the good fight, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you too, Dave. Take care.
Well, that was our interview with Mike Adams from a couple of days ago, and isn't it interesting how people who are experienced in the mainstream media never touch this, but people who are experienced in our end of things in the independent media are pretty much on the same page? That's because the truth doesn't vary terribly much. Look, my thanks go out to our guest tonight, Michelle Reagan, Arizona Secretary of State, trying to keep the elections secure, and I greatly appreciate her efforts, and I'm hoping that the good people of states like California will force their representatives to do something. I know that's a long shot, but you got to have the goal. I also want to thank Sheila Zielinski. She was on fire tonight, and wow, was she, boy, I can't even count the number of topics we covered. I can't wait to go back into the archives and listen to that. That is an interview I'll listen to again. Also, too, I want to thank my friend Mike Adams from Natural News, who does just outstanding work. And if you haven't checked it out, if you want absolute proof that there was a second shooter in Vegas, he's done the forensic work. It's there. It's on his website. He breaks it down. He even tells you the general location where the second shooter would have been. So go to naturalnews.com and pick up on that. And our thanks to our sponsors who make this program possible. We couldn't do it. And most of all, thank you. We have one of the most loyal listening bases in America, and we appreciate each and every one of you. Together, I hope we're coalescing to be a force for good. I hope we can make a difference. I believe that we are. Well, anyway, that's it for the Common Sense Show. We will be back next week. As I said, we're still lining up guests. Dr. Ted Brewer is one of them. And we will be back next week with another great show. We'll see you then.